Good morning. We have a request today. Turning within. I was wondering if you would have in our meditation this week something on turning within. Okay. So first, let us take a breath. And recognize there is no person here speaking and no person here listening. Only the presence is present. So watch the breath as it comes in. No effort, just aware of a breath that is seemingly coming into the body and then releases outward without any effort. This is just an appearance that you are aware of in this moment. So rest there. The term going within, it might sound quite mystical and such a spiritual thing to do, but it isn't. And it's quite simple. It's not something mysterious or mystical, or it's a spiritual, or even spiritual. It is the turning within is the words that we use as a pointing. And the words are pointing to you and away from the appearances. But it is not an activity. And it is not something that you do. So most of the 8 billion on the planet are conditioned and programmed to keep their attention on what appears to be the outer pictures. Keeping attention on the outer world. Keeping attention on feelings and emotions. And as our attention is kept on the outer picture, that picture is one of constant reinforcement of the conditioning of separation. And it is in the appearance, the dream, the fantasy, the fallacy of separation, where we find the sorrow and the suffering. That is the only place you will find that suffering can be. In the judgment of the appearance, because judgment is not our nature. So our constant attention throughout the day is drawn away from within. It is drawn to television, to books, to hobbies, to gardening. It is drawn to so many things in the outer picture. And that is because of our conditioning. Okay. But even though through the conditioning, the appearance can seem to be real. So we do have to acknowledge that even though it's not real, we do acknowledge that it does really seem to be real. Okay, so how do we actually experience what is real? If the appearances out there are not real, how do I experience that which is real, which is the peace, the happiness, the love, the joy of truth? And discover the truth of I am. Now, that discovery is right where it has always been, awaiting discovery. And that discovery can only take place within you. So we cannot discover ourself in the outer world pictures, because at some place within us, we are believing the pictures as real reality or truth. So we have to what? We have to turn away from that which is not real. And this is what we mean when we say you must turn within. It is simply that the turning within is being still. It is being still in the turning of your attention. Okay? The turning of your attention away from the pictures of the world and focusing on the stillness and the silence that you find as you withdraw from those pictures. And obviously all the mind action that goes with them. So when we use the pointing of turn within, spend time in the stillness and the silence, because that's where you're going to experience the reality of who you are. So we give that devotion by taking in the beginning, time throughout the day to consciously sit, to consciously turn away from the outer picture, perhaps by following the breath within to within the body and releasing it. That is the most usual way to bring us to that place within, which is stillness, where we can just observe, where we can just watch the thoughts or the pictures in the mind, where we can rest in the assurance of peace and happiness. Now, the further that practicing goes along, the more often you are living in the conscious awareness of who you are, and in the conscious awareness who is what the others appear to be, you're living in what we call that oneness. Because you already know there are no others, there is only the one. But as you turn within, there is a stabilizing of that knowing. There is a maturing and there is a deepening of it. But we must take those opportunities to consciously turn attention away from the outer pictures. So turning away from the appearances. So let's have a bit of practice on that one, okay? So as I said, it usually begins by bringing your attention to the breath. That's kind of a turning because that breath is coming in and you're only watching the breath. No mind activity about this at all. It's without effort. It's just watching a breath flow in and watching a breath flow out. This first attention being on the breath, this is the immediately it turns the mind within. Let's watch this as it happens. So begin by watching that breath come in. No mind action required whatsoever. It's just watching a breath come in and then watching as the breath flows out. Perhaps aware of the feeling of it flowing out and the feeling of it flowing in. That's an awareness. Just watching the breath. And again, the moment your attention is on that breath, the mind immediately turns to the sense of within. Now let whatever rises, it just let it be there. Be present without engaging. Letting thoughts go by. Still just aware of a breath that's flowing in and flowing out. You might be aware of the body relaxing a bit more. Perhaps the breath is deepening. Perhaps it's slower. Maybe the jaws are relaxing, shoulders are dropping. But we're just watching whatever rises to awareness. And just letting the experience happen. Just let it happen. No effort. So this turning within is where we will experience and discover our own self in this silence. It is our nature to be silent. So take a nice breath. So here we are with a little practice of turning within. It's all about the attention. Where is your attention? Like, I'd like to do it again though. And this is a little bit more challenging because I'd like to go through the same little exercise, but I'd like you to have your eyes open and all of the senses open in awareness. So we're going to do the same thing with the eyes open and all of the sensories open. Okay. So allow the breath, allow the attention to be with the breath as the breath flows in. You can look around the room as well. So we're just watching the breathing. We're just watching the breath. And there's a breath that flows in. And then there's a breath that flows out. Anything that rises your awareness, just let it pass by, letting it go. The breath is just flowing in, breath is just flowing out. Whatever rises, just let it rise. Without engaging. Watching thoughts float by. Feelings or emotions. Aware, but not engaging. As the eyes come across an object, you're not engaging that object. It is just rising to your awareness. Or any sounds. Take a nice breath. Here we are. So the turning within is just being still and not engaging the outer pictures, the outer activities, the outer appearances. Practice, yes, but it becomes second nature. Anything that you practice for any amount of time does become second nature, where you remain as you are, this presence of silence. And if action or speaking is to take place, it will take place spontaneously, but it will take place from the withinness of stillness, patience, love, understanding. It will take place from there and not from mind, what we call mind. So that is our turning within. So reality, okay, reality is actually too much for the mind to comprehend. When we speak of there's no one here, that the all infinite presence is emptiness, or no one is speaking and no one is listening. That is reality, but it's too much for the mind to comprehend. So in order to deepen that, in order to mature in that, in order to let it percolate, we turn within throughout the day and we rest consciously in the reality of the presence that we are. It is on the within that we experience our nature. And the experience is the key to the knowing yourself as the presence. We've all done extensive reading, extensive studying, extensive listening, but the truth must be experienced in order for you to know. And that experience of knowing always takes place within, always in stillness. In that moment of silence between words, between thoughts. So while we just did an exercise like a formal exercise to experience the going within, it quickly then becomes just second nature to be in that stillness with eyes open, with all of the senses functioning, and still not get drawn in to the action or the thoughts or the feelings or the emotions of an appearance. But again, that key is the going within and experiencing that from within silence that you are. Okay, so some comments? Or would you like a different topic?
Mary, my first impression is this presence of stillness is vast.
Yes.
It's like expanded.
Yes. So much so, it's incomprehensible. I mean, we use the words vast and expanded, but they don't do it justice. It's, yeah, it's beyond those words. The feeling and the experience of it is that knowing. And we use the words in an attempt to describe something, but they fall very short of what that experience actually is. So now that knowing, that experience, that is the experience of your own self. That is not an experience of something far off and far away. How can we tell? Because I had it when I turned within to the stillness. And that stillness is immediately present. And that experience was immediately an experience. So that was the experience of my very own self. The vastness, the incomprehensible infinitude of what is present. And what is present is my own being. So recognize that the experience is an experience of myself. I'm experience my own being.
Wow.
That's why we don't look out there for ourselves. We don't, neither low here nor low there. Well, if I'm not looking there, and if I'm not looking there, then where am I supposed to look? I'm supposed to look within the stillness. I am. Now, to the activities of the day and the goings on of the day, it might feel like you lose that sense of presence or diminishes somehow, but you know all that you have to do is take a breath, and immediately mind snaps back to the withinness because your attention has been drawn and brought back to the self.
Mary, is this where your true voice is, your true communication, your true expression? It needs to be rooted in that, and some, it needs to be aware of that.
Who needs to be aware of it? Or what would this be rooted in? Okay, it is infinitely everywhere. This happening is taking place within my presence.
But maybe I'm not saying it right. This permeates your thinking and your speaking.
When you are being as you are, okay,
yeah,
which is not engaged with all the mind stuff, you're just being that presence of stillness. If something is to take place, It will take place spontaneously. And it will come from that stillness. It will come from that silence. It will come out from that silence. It won't be coming from up here anymore. Okay. Because the mind is then, and I point to the head, but the mind is not in here. but when you relinquish the mind as being some kind of a powerful presence, when you finally see the fallacy of that, then the mind isn't used to, in the way we have heretofore used it, trying to make decisions. I should do this and I shouldn't do that. Or is this a good thing to do for them? Or maybe I should, you know, go over here today and not over there. But, you know, all of that hoopla that the mind likes to play with, that we don't play with the mind anymore. We don't allow it to play with this. So we're in this stillness, this awareness of stillness. We're living out from there, meaning we are being as we are. And what takes place will just naturally take place from within. It won't be taking place from the mind and the thinking and the lists and the schedules and all of that. So if something is to be spoken to another, an other entity, which there isn't any other, it's all God. But if one presence of God is required to speak to another presence of God, it will happen from the withinness. It won't happen from trying to decide what should be spoken, what shouldn't be spoken. Is this right to say, or I shouldn't be saying this? Or it won't come from that mishmash. It will come from the silence, and it will be exactly what is supposed to be. It's only this idea of being separate, the idea of separation, that we get into the merry-go-round of trying to make decisions out of whatever information we're able to glean. But those decisions are based on a sense of separation. Whenever you engage the mind in an attempt to find the answers, or find what I should say, or find what I should do, you are engaging the mind. But the mind is a mind of separation. So it would be like, how can we even do that? When you think about if I'm making decisions, it's based on separation, but there is no separation, how can I even think of making a proper decision? So as we turn within, as we spend more and more of our attention to the stillness, then more and more it just flows as the universe has intended it to flow, without interruption, without interference. Okay. So there is that flowing. And we discover that we are that flowing, that life flowing. But we're not trying to make it flow. We're not trying to divert it down some other stream. We're not doing that. We are just being that flowing of life. But we do that without mind. Quite literally, there isn't a mind. But there are thoughts. There are finite thoughts and thoughts of separation and thoughts of duality. And that's the usualness that we live. But what is being spoken here is, no, that's not natural to our being. So we turn within and we rest in that stillness within, and then we experience ourself. That's where we are. And I know I keep pointing to the within in the body, but it's not that. It's just a direction I often use. But we turn to the silence. We turn away from the outer pictures to the silence. So I think one of the things to remember here is that mind cannot comprehend what you are. So there's no need to even bother asking it. Instead of using mind like for a mantra, I am the presence, I am the infinite light, I am the peace, and I am the joy. You know, let's try this for a minute. Instead of using the mind in that regard, because it gets all snaggled when we start trying to convince ourselves of something, the mind just gets all wiggly about that. So instead of saying, I am the presence, ask mind, why am I the immortal presence? Why am I so infinitely abundant? Why do I have all the health of heaven? Why? And then be still. Watch. Don't try to convince mind of what you are. So, why do I have this infinite peace? I would suggest, just a suggestion as always, but you might want to try that this week. Was anyone not able to go within and experience that silence?
Mary, can I say something?
Yes.
The first thing I did the exercise, I had a panic attack.
Okay.
An explanation?
So there was the appearance of a panic attack. There is no explanation. It's just an appearance. If you give it to mind, it's going to make up all kinds of stories, and it's woven some really good stories. So, but all in all, a panic attack is no different than a sunset. It is an appearance. If you do not make up a story, it will pass by. That's what appearances do. They come, they go. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with resistance.
There actually is no resistance. Did you listen to last week's The Resistance?
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
When we finally got down towards the end, there was the recognition that that's not there.
Thank you.
Welcome, love. Oh, did you move past it or did you stay with it? Did it flow past?
Yes. I passed it and I experienced the peace.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That shows you right there. That's an experiential knowingness for you that is not a power. That panic is not a power. It just passed by.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, dearest. Anybody else? Well, I'm glad everyone then got to have the experience of being the silence. Okay. It's not that this silence or this stillness is separate and apart from you and you're going within to be still. You are the stillness. You are the silence. Okay. That's why I can say you just experienced yourself. You are that. Have any comments? Questions?
Okay. Hi, Mary. It's Alice.
Yes, love.
Yes. So a feeling that came up for me immediately was this feeling of a reflection, like as we went through the exercise, like just reflecting everything, you know, just that, I don't know, just that word reflection, I don't know, it was just this very easy I got this feeling of as you were using the term, as you were saying whatever you were saying, which I can't recall now, but this idea of just reflecting what is there in that silence or something like that. Anyway, that was just a feeling I had.
Okay. Well, I know certainly the when you're being as you are, there is an immense energy that radiates from out from that silence where mind is not busy and engaged with all of its actions and activities. When you're just being that silence, given that we are that energy, it's just a beaming. It is the only way I can think to express it, that there's a different feeling for us when our attention is on the outer picture and being engaged in that, and when we turn from that and we bring our attention back to self. And you may experience that yourselves, that there is a vast difference in that energy. And that could be what you were, I don't know, feeling, that self that is yourself, this unconditional, unchanging, pure energy of life, of love, that is ourself. There is a healing throughout consciousness when we are being as we are in that stillness. When we look upon a situation and we do not judge, we do not condemn, we do not do the usual things sometimes as the sense of separation will lead us to, when we look upon it unconditionally and we're still, we're silent in regards, that is a tremendous healing energy throughout the whole of consciousness. So we never awaken just for ourselves. It's for all mankind. So again, the more that we rest there as ourselves, the more natural it becomes, the more we are stabilized in that stillness. Anyone else? We're all good.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love. Okay. So let us pray. Most beloved, I am as you are. My nature is peace, joy, happiness, and love. What is there to do but to rest in the truth of my being and be happy and free? Amen. Om. Namaste.